Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens, where the plants they grow are the plants they sell. They are in the back roads of the backwoods of Rhinebeck, and you can find them at ndbgonline.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. John Ferrante is here from Wallkill View Farm Market. He's growing and his team, because boy, one person probably just couldn't grow all that stuff. All the produce that they sell at Wallkill View Farm Market, plus all the 4-packs and 1-packs of tomatoes and herbs. And yeah, that, you know, get an herb garden growing. If you're going to have tomatoes, I mean, everybody wants basil, but I think it's also great to have some oregano and some thyme and some tarragon, and you know, just be able to get out there and, you know, cut your herbs. Okay, so we did tomatoes, but one of the things that you guys grow a lot of pumpkins, and you have the corn maize and pumpkins. And have you started the pumpkins and the corn?
So the pumpkins, yeah, we just usually last week of May, first week of June. So right about now is when we're seeding. We just put in our first planting of pumpkins today, actually.
Cool. Cool.
Yep.
So pumpkins need a lot of room.
Yeah, pumpkins usually, what, a 3 feet by 6 feet is the average that a pumpkin needs. So somewhere around, right, 18 to 36 square feet is usually per plant.
Yeah, so if you buy a package of pumpkin seeds, just know that you're going to need an acre.
Yeah, a package, you're going to need a lot of land. 3 or 4 plants is probably enough for the average person.
Yeah, and that's true of also zucchini and cucumbers, all those things that crawl on the ground. Those are pretty amazing plants to watch. How much growth one of those plants can put on in a season pretty much blows my mind.
Yeah, it's usually like you go out there one day and it looks like a small plant, and then 2 days later, it takes over the whole garden.
And I'm impressed by just that part of growing where you can grow from a seed to something really huge in one season. I think plants are pretty smart.
Yeah, definitely.
I think they know what they're doing. So peppers, you got peppers, I'm sure, growing.
Peppers, yeah, we transplanted them just the other week. Peppers take a long time, just like tomatoes, somewhere around 70 days from transplant.
So what kind do you grow?
So we grow not an heirloom type, but these longer pepper, longer sweet bell peppers, snack peppers, shishito peppers become popular the last couple of years, hot peppers, all different types of peppers.
Yeah. I think the peppers and tomatoes, I'm from the Southwest, you know, peppers, tomatoes, and corn. It's that you kind of just have to have those things.
Yep.
Get some good hot chilies to do all that. So weather, it's been good so far, right?
Yeah, it's been a pretty decent since that whatever, I don't know, remember what day it was, that hard freeze that we had. What was the beginning?
Oh yeah.
Mid-April.
Yeah.
Since then, the weather has been pretty good, actually.
So did that I live in the northwest corner of Connecticut. We didn't have any really bad fallout from that. But that was bad in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, I believe you know, different tree fruits growers had, you know, some damage, definitely. Our early variety of strawberries had some damage. It was kind of a weird event. It got very cold, but it was kind of patchy, so every year is different.
Yeah, you can count on that. And I've been happy this year because I can remember so many years when there was a May drought, and I just get terrified, for the May drought.
Yeah,
And
this year we've had enough moisture, and it's been kind of like what you said, it's been a pretty decent spring where there's been enough time in between the rain to get what we need in the ground.
I felt like you could really see things happening. It didn't all just like everything didn't just turn the same color of green in one day, like some years. This year it was just like slow, 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 and the trees were slow and the plants were slow, and it was just really, really good. So okay, so basil, yes. What else you got?
Growing,
Yeah.
we've got every. I mean, this time of year, we're putting everything in the ground: basil, beets,
Beets.
pumpkins, winter squash, blueberries.
Carrots.
Everything. What was that?
Carrots.
Carrots, yes, carrots. Every year, I feel like we just keep on just adding more and more to the farm, just to diversify our offering at the market.
And I think people, I think, we the world's gotten to be a smaller place, and we've all learned about new food. There's just all kinds of ethnic food that we're eating that has plants behind it. So we want them. Eggplants.
We try to we every year we try to just keep on adding more and more to the farm. Bok choy is something that 20 years ago we wouldn't have had bok choy on the farm, but it's a very popular vegetable for us, and it's easy to grow, and it's so good when it's homegrown.
So how many acres are you farming?
We farm just about 200 acres.
Oh.
A lot of that is pumpkins and sweet corn because those take up a lot of acreage. These other crops that we're talking about might only be about 20 acres of that 200, where pumpkins and sweet corn take up a lot of it.
Still, I mean, 20 acres of tomatoes is like a
Well,
lot
mixed vegetables, yeah, but it is a lot to
of
take care of, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, wow. And so the corn maze, you're gonna do the corn maze again?
Yep, every year we plant the corn maze. Yep.
Gosh. And it's planted, right?
Yep, actually probably next week. Next week is when we
Oh.
plant that. Usually just a little bit later. This way it's nice and green going into October. If we plant it too early, it'll start to brown and senesce before then.
Wow. So, what else should we know? What are we? I mean, I am a big believer in letting somebody else grow as much as possible. So that'd be you.
Yeah, I mean, so on the farm, right? Like I was saying, we're adding more and more. So this year we should have our first blueberry crop, which is exciting. And it's been, tricky. Blueberries are a very tricky crop to grow from their pH requirement. So they're just like hydrangeas or azaleas, maybe, right? Or rhododendrons, all those crops that like a lower pH soil. So that was like a year-long process, just getting our pH ready for planting blueberries. And we planted them last year. So this year we'll have a very light crop. And then hopefully, for the next 60 years or however long, right? Blueberries are a very, very long-term crop. So
So they like halitone, right?
they'll like halitone, yeah. So anything that will acidify the soil is good for blueberries. So if anyone has a blueberry at home and it just seems like it's not really growing, it's probably because the soil pH is too high.
Yeah. So and a soil test is always a good thing, but I like the Espoma products. They're organic, and they're not a burner. They're not fertilizers that burn. You
Yeah,
need.
they're pretty I guess sensitive, or they're not as bad. I mean, I use them at home all the time on any of my border plantings or anything like that.
So you're growing stuff at home as well as the farm?
Yeah, I usually have a garden. This year I don't have a garden, but I usually will have a garden, vegetable garden, just because it's too easy to go outside and pick basil and things like that, and have
Yeah.
tomatoes. But as far as landscaping, that's kind of a more of a hobbyist at that, I guess, than a professional like I am with vegetables.
But there's so much great plant material, and Molecule View is so great. I mean, you have such a range of plant material, annuals, perennials, vegetables, fruits, just the bakery. I can never say enough about the bakery. Rhubarb. I bet there's rhubarb pies coming out of there soon.
Yep, strawberry rhubarb pies will be soon.
Yeah, we've made with Wallkill View Farm Market strawberries and rhubarb. Rhubarb's a great plant to grow.
Yeah, rhubarb's is a tough one. It's an easy plant to grow, but I've had a tough time doing it on the farm, right? It seems to do well at home on the garden, but in an open field, I think it gets maybe too hot or something. So I'm still trying to figure out why I'm not having success with rhubarb on the farm.
My rhubarb does really well, but it's sort of an understory thing.
Yeah, I think that our summer might just be too intense, or the spots I'm trying to sow, but I've seen it grow well, like you're saying, like ne and kind of nestled in with other things.
Yeah, so cool. Okay, so we're out of time. That was fun. Thank you so much, John Ferrante. And so everybody, Wallkill View Farm Market, you can watch your food grow. You can buy your starts and your seeds to grow your own. But definitely get a hanging basket of strawberries. It just sounds so great. So John, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Oh, appreciate it. And so everybody, yeah, grow. Here we go. It's not too late. Get tomatoes in. You got another couple of weeks. We're out of here. Garden Show and Home, brought to you by I Must Garden. All natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Cohonkston and online at catskillnativenursery.com. And Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons. Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. We're out of here.